This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, in case you missed it, the president and the first lady supposedly caught the Wu flu, the dreaded Wu flu. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I'm betting that Donald Trump handles it like a champ. But I got to tell you, so the president and the first lady get the Wu flu, and then suddenly all the Biden and Harris, we're with the president. We hope we wish him well. I tweeted him back. I said, in your dreams, you're not going to convince me you care that the president and the first lady have the Wu flu. But then, as soon as they do that, Biden, we do not have, neither I nor Jill have the Wu flu. We tested negative for the Wu flu. No, but you tested positive for a lot of other stuff. Then somebody put Hillary Clinton tested negative as president of the United States. I think it was Rogan Hanley, who's a good buddy of mine. And I thought that was funny. But here's what's interesting. So then we start getting all these, oh, so-and-so tested positive for the Wu flu. This person tested positive. Testing positive for the Wu flu has become the new coming out. Let Trump do it, and then, now I've got it. No, I've got it worse than you. I've got it. Well, let me tell you something, people. Everybody who has it, they're going to live through it. And what's funny about it is most people that have it, they're asymptomatic. They don't even know they have it. This disease is so dreaded that you don't even know you have it. I guess it's like latent gaiety or what is it, that the racism that you don't know exists inside of you? You have it, but you don't know it? That's a pretty good analogy. We should probably do a meme about that. Oh, my gosh. Now, everybody, I tested positive for the Wu. Two of my Senate colleagues, this is what Chuck Schumer tweeted. Two of my Senate colleagues tested positive for the Wu flu. We hope that they get better. Don't worry, Chuck. They will. Don't misunderstand me. There are people dying from this disease, but it's rare. It would be like saying, Kevin, don't say anything about cancer because people are dying from cancer. But they're dying far worse from cancer than they are from the Wu flu, tuberculosis. Oh, my gosh. Suddenly it's... And the left want to teach us a lesson. See there, President Trump didn't wear his mask. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. Okay, so when he doesn't do that and he survives, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, lefties, when President Trump decides that he's going to report on his Wu flu every day in a smoking jacket and a cigar in one of those little holders like he's, hey, how are you doing? Hello, America. Or with a big fat stogie and a drink. Oh, he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke, but let's just say he did. I wish the president would get up every morning, do his quick little yoga stretch in his pajamas, go get on his, you know, his finest rags and his top hat and his monocles and come out and just start giving his report. And I'd like to see Melania in a bikini in the background at the White House pool lounging, just lounging, because the Wu flu is so bad. It's going to look like a vacation when they're done with it. And she should have on one of those big old Kentucky Derby hats, you know, the big ones. Yeah, yeah. And then the president would bring the microphone around to her, and she would say, the Wu flu has allowed me and my husband to return to the luxurious life as billionaires. Thank you. Thank you, Chinese Wu flu. Woo, we got some fun with this topic today. Then they get up in the middle of the afternoon at some point and play ping pong, and Alania would still be in her swimsuit, but she put on a little, you know, jacket, like not a jacket, but a little lacy thing, and it would just fly around and you know, in slow motion as her hair, with her hair as she's swinging the ping pong paddle. It wouldn't matter what speed the president was playing. Every time Melania would hit it, it would be this shot like the, you know, the girl in the photo shoot. with the hair blowing back. Or they could play, what do they call that game? Pong, not Pong, cornhole, not corn pop. Air crossing the corn pop because my legs are hairy and the hair is blonde. No, they would play cornhole. And then, and it would make it even more fun, they'd have little Guatemalan midgets serving them drinks, mint juleps and sex on the beach or whatever. All these cool drinks. They would just keep bringing these fiery drinks that, you know, overflowing, colorful drinks with umbrellas in them. Oh, yeah, we're going to make the Woo Flu some fun at the White House. And in the evenings, they would have these virtual parties that would make Hollywood premieres look like Vespers. Ooh. But their parties would be exciting, and Melania would look model glamorous every single day. Here's what I'm asking you people. What happens when Trump survives this and he comes out like a champ? See, when they announced it last week, that over the weekend, the first day, president comes out, he tweets, hey, it's all good, looking good. But at some point, I'm telling you, he is going to figure out how to make hay with this. He's going to say, you know what, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. Because he's in the danger zone, right? What is he, 70-something, 72, 73? He's in the danger zone. I can see Maverick in him. Donald gets a Woo Flu, flying in a plane with Mav. I went to the danger zone. Oh, man. So when he survives this and he's giving reports every day on the computer. Okay, day two, day 14 of the Woo Flu, still around, still looking good. As somebody tweeted, Trump will get more accomplished in a month between now and the election than Obama got accomplished in 8 years. I got the jobs report. What? 11.4 million jobs he's created in 5 months since the Democrats have taken hay over this scamdemic. 11.4 million jobs. One of my friends did a tweet that said, the coronavirus panics after testing positive for Trump. Oh, man. This is going to be something to watch, because the leftists want this to be their, Trump's Waterloo. See, all this destruction, all this unemployment, all these things, and now he gets it. He'll now understand it. You're right. He gets it, and he's going to understand it. And you know what? I think Trump's going to go, this was not what I thought it was. He's going to say, this lady, one of my friends tweeted this, that her husband said this to her. I got the China virus and beat it. It was easy. Do you think Sleepy Joe would have beaten it? I don't think so. I agree with her. I agree with her husband. Donald Trump's going to get a taste of this and say, man, this wasn't that big of a deal. You guys need to quit panicking. The president will be fine. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty. Sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump has the Wu flu, and his daughter Ivanka took a picture of him in at a conference room table working. And I have to tell you, dude looks like he looks presidential. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. He's gonna kick the Chinese Wu flu's butt like he's negotiating against Qi in a trade deal. It'll be nothing. It'll be the art of the deal. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. While you're contemplating that the leader of the free world has caught the dreaded Chinese Wu flu, ask yourself, what would have happened if Joe Biden had caught the Wu flu? There's a meme running around that says even the Wu flu chose Trump over Biden, which I thought was pretty funny. But think about what would have happened if 77-year-old geriatric Joe Biden had caught the Wu flu. He'd be sleeping with the fishes. He'd be hanging out with Ginsburg, wherever she is right about now, because his body can't take getting the Wu flu.
Biden can't catch a cold without the prospect of dying at this point. And that's why he's staying away from crowds. I mean, it's a legitimate disease. I'm not telling you that it isn't, but I'll tell you this, it's legitimately overhyped. And we Americans, we got to wake up to this, man. The fact that these people have shut down our lives over nonsense. Trump catches Wu flu. He's still working. Folks, he's going to be fine. All this Wu flu has done is make America know just how important one man is. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about whatever went through your mind when you heard that they had tested positive. I'll tell you what went through my mind when they said the president and first lady tested positive for the Wu flu because Hope Hicks had it. I said, no big deal. They're both healthy. Nothing would happen. At first I thought, it's probably a negative test. I still don't know that it's a positive test. They could be asymptomatic, as people have been talking about. Many people don't know they have it. Yeah, it's so bad that if you don't know you have it, you don't transmit it. Think about how many people, if they don't know they have it, how many other people, if they're dying in droves, should have it and be dead. You should be walking through the supermarket and just drop. Oh, God, I just got it because I picked up a grape. But no, it's not happening. I asked you a while back, look at the homeless situation. See, how many of them are dying? They don't practice good hygiene. They don't practice social distancing. They're walking around panhandling, asking for money. They ain't dying. So you got all these carriers that don't even know it, and they're not dying. And these carriers that don't even know it should be infecting people left and right, whether you are social distancing or not, believe me. Let me put it this way. If it was Ebola, and you were walking around and doing stuff the way that we're doing, and there were these secret carriers of Ebola, we would have a real epidemic or a pandemic on our hands. If it were, tuberculosis, same thing. People walk around with tuberculosis. They don't know they have it. We're not dropping like flies. But anyway, back to the importance. What was on your mind when you heard that the president and the first lady got the disease? Mine was, they'll live. If they have it, they'll live. And then there were people going, because others supposedly have gotten it within their inner circle. And then people said, what did the left do? Did they infect the president and first lady? Would it surprise you? Would it really surprise? Here's what's interesting about what we're talking about now. Would it surprise you to learn through some congressional hearing that the Democrats actually put somebody close to the Trump campaign to get them sick? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not saying that happened, but it wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't be. I would be like, yep, I believe it. I believe that could happen. How sick is that, that you could believe that there are people on the left, the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Hillary Clinton types, even the Obamas, that would go, here's what we do. We get somebody in the inner circle, we get them sick, the same way they tried to set up Papadopoulos, same way they set up Flynn, same way they brought up this Russian collusion conspiracy, the same way they tried to impeach Trump over what Biden did, and I could go on. All the Wu flu has done is make Americans understand how important Donald Trump is. If Obama had gotten the Wu flu, nobody would have cared. What has he done? Oh my God, we're going to pray. There would have been the people. Let's pray for the Obamas, all this. But I'm going to tell you, they wouldn't really care. It isn't like you go, well, God, if he dies, how's this economy going to be? If Barack Obama had died, the economy would have improved. I mean, even stupid Joe Biden couldn't screw it up any worse than him. That's why he picked him as his vice president. Why do you think Biden picked Harris as his vice president? He wanted America to go, man, yeah, leave Joe alone, because you don't want that soul sister fake black chick sleep away to the top Harris getting in, do you? They pick vice presidents that they don't want. I will tell you this. I'm not Pence is certainly not Mr. Electric. But I'd accept him as president. It would be a dramatic difference than Donald Trump. But hey, it is what it is. He's not stupid. Yeah. H1N1, if Obama had gotten that during his presidency, nobody would have cared. Right now, folks, there are millions of Americans seriously worried about President Trump. And I say to them, don't sweat it. God has this. See, I believe our Heavenly Father knows that the one guy who is making dramatic and the correct changes to this nation is Donald Trump. And for whatever reason, he said, I'm going to let Donald Trump get this dreaded disease to prove something. Maybe he wants to prove that a healthy 70-something can survive this disease. And people, well, he's a president. He's got the best medical care and all that. No, he's probably going to just take zinc and hydroxychloroquine and he'll be fine. What he said earlier on. Well, maybe God wants to prove that leftists overplayed their hands in trying to get President Trump. Hey, it's not just you praying for President Trump. People all over the world are praying for this man. Democrats in major cities are praying for Trump because they want this chaos to end. They're hoping that this guy survives so he can get in here after the election and start kicking some Antifa butt. But here's what you can know with certainty, 100% certainty. Donald Trump getting the Wu flu is the most talked about topic all over the world. Boris, what's his face? And I forget his name. The guy running Britain right now. I think his name is Boris something. He got it and talked about, oh, it was so difficult to whatever. And people knew about it. If you think they knew about his, I can't even remember his name. People all over the world know Donald Trump has the Wu flu. And they're going to all know that he survived it. Think about that. How deep he reaches into the psyche of the world. The world is concerned about what's happening. China hopes he dies. But most countries in the world are praying with all their gusto for the good Lord to save the Trumps. And that prayer is going to be answered because they're going to be fine and Donald Trump's going to show the world that he can beat the Wu flu.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced on Monday she's tested positive for COVID-19, the latest in a string of staffers to contract the disease. McEnany saying on Twitter she has no symptoms and that her positive test result came Monday morning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Some Republicans are taking issue with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying President Trump should have taken more precautions regarding COVID-19. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying Pelosi's comments were out of line.
He is sitting here trying to work with this speaker to get a COVID relief package together, and these are the comments that she makes. This is uncalled for. Other nations are watching America. This is the one time that we could unite together.
State and county officials in New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's fundraiser on Thursday, asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. If they were in close contact with the president or his staff, they're being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials also recommending they wait 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Media reported that Biden has a 14-point lead over Trump in the debate polling. What are we, like 5 days later or whatever? I saw the story on Sunday. It said Biden is taking a lead over Trump in the debate. 14-point lead. And I just cracked up. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Do you feel that way? I talked to a few of my friends, especially the ladies, and you ladies say, oh, Donald Trump is a bit overbearing. And then I go, well, did you change your vote? Well, no, of course not. And I go, oh, okay. I go, hey, just out of curiosity, I was talking to one of my friends. I said, hey, I'm just out of curiosity. What do you remember from the debate? And she's like, oh, well, I remember when Trump said, just name just one. Oh, okay. And we was talking about police unions supporting him versus Biden. He says to Joe, name just one. She remembered that. I said, what else do you remember? I remember when, like, he was talking about his son, Joe Biden was talking about his son, Beau, and Trump interrupted with the Hunter. I go, okay. So you remember when Trump said, I go, what did he say about it? He said, oh, Hunter? I don't know Bo, but I know Hunter. And so she goes, I know Hunter. And she starts laughing. And I go, there you go. I said, but then what did he finish with? Well, that he's like a millionaire or something. I go, yeah, he mentioned all that stuff. And I go, let me ask you this. Let me ask the question this way. And I'm asking you too, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want you to kind of give me your ESP version of this, because I think I know what you're going to say, but what do you remember that was memorable from Joe Biden? Well, what was the kicker, the one that punched Trump in the gut? What was most memorable? I don't remember. I watched the entire debate, and I'm thinking, where did Joe Biden get Trump? Did he get him on the economy? No, he lied. Trump said he's going to bring back manufacturing jobs. He hasn't brought back manufacturing jobs, and Trump comes back and says, we've made 10.5 million jobs in the last 4 months. He said, we have over 700,000 manufacturing jobs, and these guys said they couldn't even bring it back. They said it wasn't going to come back. I can tell you what he said on that thing. Do you know that? The thing. I can tell you that. What else? Where did Biden get him? What was the knockout blow? It wasn't the economy. Coverage of Wu Flu? Trump did a great job there. I'm just saying, look, this is spin. If you want to believe the media, let me put it this way. And I'm asking objectively, please let me know, because I don't have all the answers, but I'll tell you this. If Joe Biden has a 14-point lead based on that debate, it's like, that would be like watching a dude get knocked out and they give the fight to the dude that got knocked out. That's the way I look at it. I want to move on. So, before I do that, I also want to give a little bit more clarity to this, because if the Democrats stop, if they say he has a 14-point lead, and they say we look forward to the next series of debates, okay, fine, I'll go ahead and go along with that fake news nonsense. As you consider other polls that you get between now and election time, as they try to demoralize you, I want you to remember that they're telling you there was a 14-point lead for Biden on that debate. As you remember the polls, remember that and ask yourself, do you believe that there's a 14-point gap between what Trump did and Biden did in this debate? Because in order for that to happen, it means Biden would have to won, 57% of the people would have to believe that Biden won, and only 43% would believe that Trump won. You believe that? Because I don't. Telemundo had Trump winning the debate 68-32. The Latino population had Donald Trump defeating Biden in that debate 68-32. And I think those are good numbers. I think those are the numbers if you ask the average person who won the debate, and you give, and if they go, well, I don't know who won the debate. I think it was just a train wreck. That's an excuse. When people tell you it's a train wreck, it's an excuse, because it means I don't have to pick. A fight has to be judged. An idea gets promoted one way or the other. And I'm going to ask you, who won a debate? You got to pick one. I would tell you 68% of the people would go, okay, well, Trump won a debate, but he was a bully. Okay, fine. He was a bully, but he won a debate. Bullies win debates. Bullies win debates in life. When a bully comes up to you and says, hey, give me your lunch money, you go, well, I don't think I should give you lunch money. You better give me your lunch money. And you give it to him. You may not like his style, but he won a debate. So Trump won the debate. And the Mexican people, the Latinos, 68% of them said he won. Now, what kind of a gap is that, 68-32? Huh. Let me do some quick math. But that's a 36% gap. A 36% gap between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, with the Latinos saying Trump won the debate. Florida, the Cubans, overwhelmingly, they're early voting. What they call it, the exit polling, says he won the Cuban vote. The Venezuelans, if you think they left that place to come over here, they got it. Hey, before I run out of time, let's play Donald Trump talking about the Wu Flu. Day one.
I want to begin by thanking all of the incredible medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, everybody at Walter Reed Medical Center. I think it's the finest in the world, for the incredible job they've been doing. I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that. But we still have steps to go, and we have to finish that job. And I'll be back. I think I'll be back soon. And I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing and the kind of numbers that we've been doing. We've been so proud of it. But this was something that happened, and it's happened to millions of people all over the world, and I'm fighting for them, not just in the U.S. I'm fighting for them all over the world. We're going to beat this coronavirus or whatever you want to call it. and we're going to beat it soundly. So many things have happened. If you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them, and others are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles. If you want to know the truth, they're miracles. People criticize me when I say that, but we have things happening that look like they're miracles coming down from God. So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
So while Joe Biden hunkers down in his bunker, you know, early on in the campaign, Donald Trump gets the prognosis or the diagnosis of having the Chinese Wu flu, and he's right back at it. Doctors are like, you need to rest. And he's like, I don't need to rest. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. See, that's the behavior right there. And I, you know, I've been joking about this at the beginning of the show that, you know, I wish he would come out and do this. And obviously he came out and did it, you know, but I had a different idea about it. But I'm glad he came out and did it, obviously. And I knew he would, but on the serious side, here's a guy that could easily say, look, I'm going to take a couple days off. I'm going to really convalesce. And he's like, no, I'm going to show the American people I'm not resting. Now, the clip's longer. I'm going to wait and play it in the rest of it in the next segment because we couldn't get it all in this particular segment. But he said some profound things right there. We still have to make America great. And as I said in the previous segment, the world is watching President Trump. The world wants to know what's happening with him. This isn't just an American thing. Every country in the world depends on the president. They've got negotiated deals. And yeah, we've got our enemies. China does not want to see President Trump get better. They would love to see this campaign derailed. But it's not going to happen. And you notice how Trump brought in God? I mean, just enough to get the leftists upset, but he means it. You know, this is a guy that has been touched over the last 4 years to say, I do believe it's hard to believe I won this election. And I do know for the last 4 years that there has been no peaceful transition of power. But you know what? Something different, something unworldly happened here is the reason for my win. And I'm going to make sure everybody's aware of that. But he also acknowledged that, hey, the world is watching him. The world wants to see him get better. And I know that's, I know that with all my heart. Anyway, we'll be back. We got a lot more to talk about here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days. I just want to be so thankful for all of the support I've seen, whether it's on television or reading about it. I most of all appreciate what's been said by the American people, by almost a bipartisan consensus of American people. It's a beautiful thing to see, and I very much appreciate it, and I won't forget it. I promise you that. I also want to thank the leaders of the world for their condolences, and they know what we're going through. They know what, as your leader, what I have to go through. But I had no choice, because I just didn't want to stay in the White House. I was given that alternative. Stay in the White House, lock yourself in, don't ever leave, don't even go to the Oval Office. Just stay upstairs and enjoy it. Don't see people, don't talk to people, and just be done with it. And I can't do that. I had to be out front, and this is America. This is the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. This is the most powerful country in the world. I can't be locked up in a room upstairs and totally safe and just say, hey, whatever happens, happens. I can't do that. We have to confront problems. As a leader, you have to confront problems. There's never been a great leader that would have done that. So that's where it is. I'm doing well. I want to thank everybody. Our First Lady is doing very well. Melania asked me to say something as to the respect that she has for our country, the love that she has for our country. And we're both doing well. Melania is really handling it very nicely. As you've probably read, she's slightly younger than me, just a little tiny bit. And therefore, just we know the disease, we know the situation with age versus younger people, and Melania is handling it statistically like it's supposed to be handled. And that makes me very happy, and it makes the country very happy. But I'm also doing well, and I think we're going to have a very good result. Again, over the next few days, we're going to probably know for sure. So I just want to thank everybody out there, everybody, all over the world, specifically the United States. The outpouring of love has been incredible. I will never forget. Thank you very much.
That was the rest of President Trump's comments on what was happening with him. And I'm going to tell you, the world is going to see a different side of this man. We've only seen Trump healthy, right? We've only seen this guy, 70-something-year-old guy, running around like he's in his 50s, handling work, I mean, with a work ethic second to none as far as presidents go. He's able to take care of the big stuff while still needling the left. Needling them, listen, moment after moment, going, hey, ba-ba-bam, I'm going to get you, tweeting and beating them up. And now the world is taking notice. Oh, my gosh. I want you to understand, there are people contacting congressmen and senators saying, what's going to happen if something happens to him? We're working on this deal. We need to know. We need to know we're going to get these missile systems. We need to know we're going to be able to do business with you here. We need to know the status of trade deals. They're panicking. For no reason, nothing's going to happen to Trump, but they're panicking about it. Many Americans are panicking. Democrats are panicking. You want to know why? For what I just let you hear with President Trump. They have every reason to be panicked. They have every reason to be very fearful. This is a man who says, hey, America, you're too important to me to go sequester myself, to go on a lockdown, to not go to the Oval Office, to dismiss everything going on in the world and act as if nothing happens because I'm going to selfishly try to survive. He's saying, no, you're too important. If it's my dying breath, I'm going to make sure that this country is safe. That's leadership. What did he say? He says, they wanted me to stay upstairs. Don't talk to people. I can't do that. We're the greatest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world. He says, we have to confront problems. I have to confront problems. That's what leaders do. He says, I can't imagine any leader not doing this, Joe Biden. What do you think Barack Obama would be doing? His little pansy butt would be in a bed somewhere, and they would do a photo op with Michelle bringing him soup as if that ever happens. She'd be, if it were true, she'd be in one of the limos going, man, he's the biggest waste of space, that big pansy. He ain't even that sick. Why don't you call Reggie Love? You know, there's no way. Melania would be taking very good care of her husband. She would. She'd be doting on him. Oh my gosh. He'd be surrounded by family. Now, you think his kids care that he's got Wu Flu? Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric and all of them, man. They'd all be, you know the deal. They'd all be coming over. I don't know all his kids' names. That's not what I'm supposed to know. But they'd all be coming over, hanging out with their pops. If it weren't for the optics of it, they wouldn't care one way or the other. But he's not going down, and he's essentially said it. We must confront problems. I have to confront problems. That's what a leader does. What would Biden be doing? Do you think Biden would hold a press conference, as I said earlier, jokingly, but not always. You know, I was joking. Well, not really. But because Biden would probably be dead if he got the Wu flu. Because he's a 77-year-old dude trapped in a 92-year-old dude's body. He'd be dead. But Trump's up. He's going, you know, I felt bad. And we didn't get a chance to see this man in 4 years of attacks. Attack after attack. Seasonal flu after seasonal flu, etc. And he finally gets a little sick. And, yeah, is it really the Wu flu? I don't know. Could be just the flu. It's that season. But whatever it is, he's saying, I'm not going to let it beat me. And this is what leaders do. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that I let the world know that you worked through this. Let me ask you, have you ever been sick? Particularly if you run your own business. And running America is running your own big business, running the biggest business in the world. And you run it not only for yourself, but you run it for your stakeholders. And by the way, that's the way business works. That's the way a CEO doesn't think of it as my company. If he's smart, he thinks of it as my company, and I have the responsibility for thousands of people. I'll give you a perfect example with us. I'm talking to one of my folks that works for us, and I know what she earns. We're talking about one of our entities, and she had issues. She had issues with her husband. He had a kidney stone. Her son cracked his knee, and she's got cancer. And raising her sister's kids, and I mean it's an amazing story, right? And she's worked with us for, I don't know, 3-4 years now. But anyway, she's talking to me, and she says, you know, we're going over the normal business day, and I always want to know how things are going. Especially, you know, because we knew that she had some issues with her husband and all that. And I said, he was passing the kidneys, and she goes, oh my gosh, it was the toughest thing he says he's ever done, yada, yada, yada. And she casually mentions that, you know, the family's struggling because of all these things that have come up. And, you know, when the husband's out, he's the chief breadwinner, I'm not going to get into all their business, but, you know, it's a struggle. And she mentioned the number. And the first thing I went to operations and said, hey, can you take care of this? You know, she told me what she needed to cover a bill, and I told our operations people, go ahead and give it to her. Trump looks at it as, and now I could have been sick. And I can attest, there have been many times, many of my employees, we were on the phone together, and they're like, oh, man, you sound terrible. Yeah, I do. I don't just sound terrible, I feel terrible. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, hey, man, what are you going to do? Who's going to do this work for me? Who's going to step in? Now, the president's got the vice president and all that. I have people that can step in and do certain things, but there's knowledge in my head that does not exist for everybody in my organization. Who's going to step in? Trump is saying, who's going to step in? I know there are many people listening to this broadcast going, you know what, Kevin, I know exactly what you're talking about. You can't delegate everything. There's certain things that people want. I have people that, no offense, they do not want to talk to my assistant. They don't want to talk to my number two. They want to talk to me. And Donald Trump's going, you know what? Things are too important. It's too volatile. There are too many. I know Biden's not going to win, but I'm going to make sure that I put in 100% effort to make sure that I'm the one running this country in the next few years.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.